Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to the 29th day of September 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. Coming up, we have Minuteman President Al Garza coming on the broadcast to talk about their next move to defend our southern borders and how they've been demonized. I saw one of the local chieftains at the ACLU 2 weeks ago in the local paper saying they're terrorists who will blow things up. And, I mean, if there was ever a lawsuit for libel, for slander, that's it. You know, he said it to a newspaper, which is slander, and they printed it, which is libel. I mean, imagine, the Minutemen have never done anything wrong, they've never hurt anybody, and sure, the ACLU can disagree with them, but call them terrorists. And Lloyd Doggett said that they're really Ku Klux Klan, when there is zero evidence of that. Folks, there aren't very many Ku Klux Klan people out there, and most of them can't even get out of bed in the morning because they drunk so much whiskey the night before, and you know, might have one or two teeth in their whole heads and are literally retarded. That's really all I can say about it. And to try to claim that people that want to defend the sovereignty of this country, there's 6.5 billion people. In another 5 years, they'll be close to 7 billion. They all want to come here. We're only 300 million now. We're right at 300 million. And a good 50 million of those are illegal aliens. 30 million of them from Latin America. I mean, our economy is in shambles. We can't take any more. You hear this line of, well, we've got all these people here to pick the lettuce and the tomatoes. Nobody wants those jobs. Balderdash. Balderdash, folks. They get together in their own construction guilds and they undercut everyone, including Hispanic Americans. They get together in their own guilds and they buy up all the hotels. They operate on a racial level. They operate on a tribal level. I mean, I don't know of a small hotel in the United States that's not owned by Indians. And nothing against Indians, folks. But they undercut. And then it brings the economy down. We're competing against third world labor pools. All right, side issue. We'll get into that later. It's one of the most central issues in the country, but a side issue before we get our guest on. That is coming up. And also we have a 9/11 whistleblower, expert, researcher, author, lecturer, journalist joining us. Coming up, Mr. Hicks coming up a little bit later. They have confirmed Lord Roberts. John Roberts will now be the Chief Justice. He has been a Bush toady his entire life and a little White House minion. And, of course, he did vote along with secret arrest of citizens and secret detention. He supports the torture doctrine. Torture first, ask questions later. He supports the doctrine, the Gonzales doctrine, that Bush is absolute God Emperor. And by the way, I'm not joking about that. Gonzales really says that Bush is total ruler. I mean, God Emperor, folks. Above the law. He makes the law. He could, if you take it to the extreme, barbecue small children on the White House lawn. And he is God Emperor, so that is legal. I mean, they said they can torture people to death, and it's not bad. So, they are killing children in Iraq, so that's the same thing. Bush supposedly is now mentioning some other people who they might want for Sandra Day O'Connor's slot. Believe me, folks, there's a lot of news coming up after this quick breaky. So stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour, and we do have the president of the Minutemen, Al Garza, joining us to talk about the latest plans they've got to defend this nation. And also, I'd like Mr. Garza to defend himself from the vicious attacks, the scurrilous attacks, the unfounded, unwarranted, baseless, unbelievably ridiculous attacks upon the Minutemen by the local ACLU here in town that is really out of control and endangers the ACLU itself. I mean, this, you know, the ADL's gotten in trouble for shooting their mouth off, and I think a $10 million judgment is in order for the local ACLU of Austin. And they're not invincible. You know, they're always dishing it out. Maybe they need a little bit of a serving of it themselves. They can dish it out. Can they eat it? Yeah, they said the Minutemen are terrorists and are going to blow things up. Just amazing statement. Just out of the blue. You can't say that about people. You can't, you know, say, maybe like if they said Alex Jones is going to bomb. You know, Alex Jones is a killer. I mean, you say that about me, I don't want to have to sue people, but I mean, at a certain point, you have to defend yourself. So say that about me and watch what happens. You've been getting away with it far too long. So Minutemen moving in early. Border Patrol deployment prompts premature launch for Civil Defense Corps. The Minuteman Civil Defense Corps of Texas will begin their operation here sooner than expected in response to a development of Border Patrol agents to aid in hurricane disaster areas. And Vicente Fox is on TV. I have the video clip saying that the border's wide open, come across. Actually, using the hurricane to say, for the next 6 months, they're not going to look at your papers. For the next 6 months, you don't need papers to get hired. Go across. Move. I mean, launching actual invasion. Minutemen President Al Garza confirmed Wednesday that about 50 of the organization's volunteers would come to Brownsville this month for early implementation of the operation Secure Our Borders. Minutemen officials do not publicize when they will arrive or when they will set up camp. Traditionally, they have limited their activities in Texas to private properties where landowners have requested their help. And the Brown Berets have been a communist, Mexican supremacist KKK organization. They openly promote the Plan of San Diego, folks, to kill all white males by the age of 16. They run about foaming at the mouth saying that they were making threatening comments. I was talking to one of these characters, and they said, if the Minutemen come here, we will shoot them. I'm just like, oh, that's very friendly. The Volunteer Border Watch Group, dedicated to stemming illegal immigration, will head to other states in Rio Grande Valley, Texas, and other border states. And by the way, there's other quotes by other radical Hispanic groups saying, we don't count Mr. Garza, and we don't count other Hispanics during the Minutemen. What about a third of the Minutemen are Hispanic? We don't count them as Hispanic. They are gringo traitor interlopers. I mean, it's just weird, weird craziness. I mean, George Bush is saying, cattle on your neighbor. Watch your neighbor. Do you smell marijuana? Call the police. It's terrorism. I mean, we got reports where a man and woman argue on a ferry. So Homeland Security pulls them off, and you're going to be charged with terrorism, you know. I mean, this is the mentality. Just everything is micromanaged. But then millions of people are pouring across the border. There's burning vehicles, rocket attacks, machine guns, 600-plus deaths in the first 8 months of this year on the Texas-Mexico border. I mean, it is hell on earth. You don't believe me? Masses of human sacrifices. Hundreds of dead bodies have been dug up. Oh, don't believe me? Just type in human sacrifices, satanic death cults, Texas border. You'll get Texas Monthly, AP, Reuters, San Antonio Express News. I mean, it's like some type of Rodriguez film or something. I mean, those films are based on what's really going on down there. I mean, it's just an insane asylum of evil and craziness. And it's a big secret. Okay, I've got a lot of other news to cover, and I'm starting to rant as I do normally. But it's just crazy. And then we want to do something about it, so we're wicked demons. We're wicked, evil demons. White House moves to prevent run on petrol supplies. And actually, this will cause a run on petrol supplies. This is what they do. They create artificial panics, which they pre-position for, to now make billions of dollars per day in the commodities market, which is now happening. And it's just disgusting. They're behind the peak oil movement to claim there's no oil. Meanwhile, the Saudis are reporting they found double their oil supplies they thought they had just a year ago. They're finding giant oil reserves everywhere, near the surface, all over the world. But meanwhile, the oil companies openly pay through tax-free so-called liberal foundations that then attack the oil companies on the surface. They play the ruse. They play the shill, the foil. And they tell you, a little shill operation, that there's no oil and we've got to jack the prices up. Meanwhile, the oil companies all register record profits in their histories. Oh, boy. White House moves to create run on petrol supplies is how the Financial Times of London should read, but it actually reads, White House moves to prevent run on petrol supplies. President George W. Bush call for the U.S. public to conserve energy is aimed at preventing a run on petrol at a time when the U.S. is precariously short of it. Oh, he's so gracious. Energy companies have been trucking fuel in from various parts of the U.S. to restock pumps that run dry in Texas. Boy, that's true. A lot of pumps are dry right now. Following two hurricanes that struck the heart of the nation's energy infrastructure and a massive evacuation that cut into much-needed supplies. This has stretched already tight national petrol supplies. The president's best bet for the next 2 weeks is to try to see if he can get Americans to stop doing discretionary driving without creating panic. Don't panic, folks, which creates panic, said Amy Myers, JAFE research fellow at the James A. Baker III Institute. I mean, James A. Baker, folks, is a larcenous criminal. I mean, he is one of the top mobsters. He's a big oil company maven, and so he's... He's going to tell us that he's going to try to stop the profits. This is ridiculous. This is like the fox saying, I'll guard the hen house, you can trust me. Research fellow at the James A. Baker III Institute for Public Policy. He's in a very challenging position. Oh, yes. The U.S. petrol market lost close to 800 million gallons of petrol. That's a four-day supply. In the evacuation of about 3 million people from Houston ahead of Hurricane Rita, although Houston was not hit, forecasters have projected that the fourth biggest U.S. city would be in the eye of what was a Category 5 hurricane. That boosted regional demand 4 to 5 times higher than normal as residents fled, Baker Institute research showed. In the end, Hurricane Rita released its fury on the Gulf Coast during a drilling area, damaging more offshore rigs than any storm ever, before hitting four refineries on the Texas-Louisiana border. And Dwayne Coots, our IT specialist, who's been helping keep InfoWars and Prison Planet running for the last 4 years, his home is in water. He's been in a hotel for a week. His business, which is internet service all over Louisiana and Texas, is gone. And he is running out of money. And... He should have, his internet service. It's been for all his customers. He's trying to get it back up. Very competitive, great rates, good prices. And he sells internet service. And, he's from a hotel room trying to run IT when he had 3 or 4 employees at their office there at Crawfish Net doing it previously. And they're right on the Texas-Louisiana border. I mean, they got directly hit. Towns 30 miles south of them, they're about 30 miles from the coast. A town 30 miles south from them, in an email I got this morning, there was like one house standing out of about 100 houses in the small town. One house standing. He's been down there. One house standing. And his house is supposedly really damaged and in water. And so, I mean, this is really hitting home for us, folks. And I'm going to try to support Dwayne and get him back on his feet somehow. And that's why it's important for you to support us, folks. Get the documentary films, get the videos. People always ask how they can support us. And the way you can do it is, your donation is to just buy the videos. Go take advantage of one of the package deals, you know, where you get 75% off when you get, you know, 5 videos. Or you get 30% off when you get 3 videos. Or, you know, we got some other special deals where you buy one video and the next video is $5.95. I mean, that's how you support us. And I want to thank those that have been supporting us. I mean, we've had folks who've really supported us in England and Colorado and Texas. And believe me, I don't like belaboring plugging videos. It's incredible. There are people whose whole shows are hour-long infomercials who attack me for, you know, doing a one-minute plug for my videos each hour, when, frankly, the videos are the best tool we've got for waking people up to the New World Order. And we don't talk enough about them, and they are incredible tools, and they're very well produced, and they're wide-ranging in what they cover. And so I hope you will go to InfoWars.com and get as many of the videos as you can and give them as gifts, birthday presents, Christmas. Just give them to your neighbor now. Don't wait. Expose who is behind the terrorism. InfoWars.com. Go visit the book and video store right there on the site and take advantage of some of the best titles in videos and books available today. Cutting-edge stuff. All right, we will come back and get into a bunch of other news. People want me to talk about Tom DeLay, and I will. I'll tell you my take on it. Ronnie Earle, our vaunted district attorney, right here in Austin, Texas.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Folks, a massive fraud has been deceiving many millions of good people for decades. The lie we have been sold by the so-called health food industry is that taking vitamins will make us healthy. They tell us our dietary habits are so poor, we can't possibly get adequate nutrition from mere food. And though it's true we may not always eat right, God did not create a vitamin tree. Consuming isolated or synthetic nutrients will never give you total health, and in some cases, can actually do your body harm. The natural state of your body is total health. It's your birthright. Don't waste your money on vitamins. Claim your health the natural way God intended. To learn more, click the bright orange and white banner at GCNLive.com or call 435-586-8125. That's 435-586-8125. And use promotional code 18222.
Special announcement. Some really important information for people coming up in the middle of the next hour. At the bottom of the hour, next hour, I'm going to make about a 2 or 3 minute announcement. And it needs to be said, it needs to be done, and so you can tune in then and hear it. We've got the president of one, the biggest founding branch of the Minutemen, coming on in about 7-8 minutes. We have another great guest coming on in the next hour about 9-11. So that's coming up. You don't want to miss it. Look, I'm not going to spend all day on Tom DeLay. I know Ronnie Earle, he is political. Ronnie Earle knows all about serious, unbelievable corruption. We have personally brought him evidence of major theft going on in the city. I mean, red-handed, witnesses, you name it. And he doesn't do a thing. Now, you know, the attitude is, well, what's $200,000? We got bigger things to deal with. Well, this country's in trouble, folks. If I mean, red-handed admissions, caught red-handed, people admitting what they did, and Earl did nothing. But, I mean, if that's true, that he couldn't do anything because there's stuff so much bigger to deal with, we got a problem. But that's a whole other separate subject. Tom DeLay is a slime bag. Tom DeLay is a fake neocon Christian. I mean, by his actions and you know, his votes, I got a serious problem with this guy. And Tom DeLay clearly tried to get around campaign finance laws in the state of Texas, which are felonies. And they clearly did, basically, the evidence shows. And they got the checks, they got the list, they got the witnesses. Basically, a bunch of Republicans were on that grand jury, by the way. Basically, laundering money through the state to the RNC and then back down to the state. And I think it's healthy. I think DeLay ought to go to prison. But that said, I want Bill Clinton in prison. I want Hillary Clinton in prison. I mean, they got Chinese generals giving them money in the White House. They got convicted cocaine dealers. But you see, that isn't going to happen because George Bush blocked the congressional investigation. Now, the silver lining in all of this is an example of the power of grand juries. If a grand jury out there wants to go after Bush, I mean, it's the stuff he did with Enron on the surface is totally criminal. Just felonies here, there, everywhere. But no indictments. The stuff with Dick Cheney in the White House, giving the Halliburton and Bechtel and Lockheed contracts, when his wife's on the board of Lockheed, when you know he's got that trust fund off of Halliburton. I mean, this is all criminal, folks. We had presidents that had to resign. We had speakers of the House that had to resign. We've had people go to jail out of Congress for stuff that isn't 1/1,000th of what we're openly, publicly witnessing. So it is politically motivated. The Democrats are having a state taken away from them. Big money, billions of dollars they steal and suck out of bid rigging and all the stuff they do. And so this is all-out party warfare. This is mid-level party people engaged in mortal combat with each other. And, you know, we've had Ronnie Earl go after Kay Bailey Hutchinson for using computers illegally, her office government computers for campaigning. And, you know, that's why when people wanted me to run for state legislature, which we knew we could win, but I looked at the rules, there's actually no way to perfectly follow them. I mean, they're written where it's selectively enforced. In fact, you can't run a campaign and follow the laws. They are that restrictive. Now, what DeLay did was clearly egregious and a clear violation. But I'm talking about, it doesn't matter. You cannot follow the election laws in this state. And you cannot follow the new federal laws. So, it's tyrants always make everything illegal. And then they basically license in through executive fiat and then through selective enforcement, then control everyone through that system. So I ran for office for about 2 weeks till I started looking at the laws. And before I started raising money, I mean, it was horrible, folks. I mean, I looked at the laws and I was just like, this has been written where I cannot run for office. And it says I was stupid. I don't want to run for office. I'll never run for office. I was talked into it. You know, running as a Republican, and was that about 8-9 years ago? And I will never do that again because it's just you cannot do it. And believe me, I mean, if you're clean, they'll come after you. Like they've done Tom Tancredo, they tried it with Ron Paul, they did it with Senator Smith, great American. All right, we got an audio clip about armored personnel carriers coming up. We got the President of the Minutemen, the original biggest chapter. And we have got a lot more coming up today. And in 1 hour, in 3 minutes, I have got a special announcement that you're going to want to take note of. We'll be right back. The transmission shall continue. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
My friends, the federal government is controlled by private corporate interests. We've had the president of the Border Patrol Union on. In his words, this is for one world government. America is to be destroyed. We've had congressmen on, Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo. They agree America is to be sacrificed on the altar of globalism. There are 6.5 billion people. In 5 years, there will be 7 billion people. Billions of them want to come here, and under these international American Union treaties, they openly want to bring hundreds of millions more here. The government says brace for terror attack any minute. Tattle on your neighbors, but how dare the Minutemen, Bush has said. How dare the Minutemen be down there, you know, these vigilantes. And then meanwhile, the local socialists here in town call the Minutemen all sorts of slanderous names and then claim George Bush has sent them, you know, playing party politics. Incredible courage, wonderful people who simply are defending this nation. I mean, I have an article here out of the El Paso newspaper yesterday where Russians, Chinese, Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, Guatemalans are just pouring across at record levels, thousands every day in El Paso. They're not even arresting them. They're not interdicting them. Nothing's being done. Now, we don't have a country if we don't control our borders. All those other countries control their borders, but we're bad if we want to control ours. This is a way to bring this country down. And 2 weeks ago, two Sundays ago, there was an article, of course, demonizing myself and others in there for protesting Mecha La Raza groups who openly call for the plan of San Diego, killing all whites above the age of 16. And I just find that to be despicable. And they don't want to hear that the founder of Texas was Hispanic. The person who had the plan to secede from Spain before Mexico even did was Hispanic. That over a third of the people that fought the Revolutionary War were Hispanic. They want to act like everybody's at each other's throats, everybody hates each other, and then they want to call our guests horrible names, and they want to, I mean, one of the top ACLU people here locally said they're going to carry out bombings, they're going to bomb things. I mean, this is slander. Got a major lawsuit, and we're joined by Minuteman President Al Garza. They've been very, very busy. They're now launching new operations in Texas and other areas. Mr. Garza, we're honored to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved, and what the Minutemen are really all about. Then I want you to talk about some of your new operations that are coming up.
I'd be happy to. First off, I'm a Texas boy. I was born in Raymondville. I was raised in Far Texas, down in the valley. And about 1960, I believe, we moved into Southern California. From that point, in 1965, I graduated from high school. I went in the Marine Corps, and I honorably served the Marine Corps for 4 years. I'm a combat veteran, Vietnam combat veteran. And a few years later, I became a private investigator. And by the way, I retired from that business a couple of years ago. And I moved into close to Tombstone, Arizona, where I became familiar with the term Minuteman. I met Mr. Chris Simcox, the co-founder of the Minuteman Project. He was on a TV show. I forget the name of the TV show, but it was during the evening, and he was focusing on illegal immigration, which, by the way, I was totally oblivious to at that time. I knew it existed, but I didn't know the degree of its origin. I began to notice little things like trails, backpacks, soiled underwear, jeans, you know, particles of clothing, blankets, not to mention the containers of water jugs, things of this sort, trails of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I became suspicious. I wondered what this was all about. Well, once I met Mr. Simcox, he introduced me to what is now known the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, and I became involved with it. Based on two issues. One, I knew that at that point in time, we obviously had a big problem with illegal immigration, but what really convinced me was the fact that Mr. Simcox, being a white, so to speak, in terms of the what people, for some reason, tag us as white supremacists and whatnot, well, he was very compassionate. What I really mean by that is the fact that on this one particular day that I was introduced to him, he was gracious enough to allow me the opportunity of watching what he did. And oddly enough, we fell across what appeared to be about 50 illegal immigrants. Among the group were two elderlies, a male and a female. I'm assuming they were companions. They were quite distressed from their long journey through the desert. And you're talking about the elements of the desert. I mean, they're killers. And these two people were completely not only distressed, they were dehydrated and virtually almost dead. Well, this convinced me because Mr. Simcox, the first thing he did, he reached over in the back of his truck and he offered them water, made sure that they ate, and took care of them, nourished them and whatnot, and then he called the EMTs, and obviously the Border Patrol. The rest is history. I've been with them now for almost 2 years, and we've been instrumental in the saving of 162 lives, and not to mention the dead bodies that we found. I mean, that's inhumane, what's going on.
And well, I was going to say that, Mr. Garza, a Minutemen president. Al, when we look at the media going, the Minutemen are secretly killing people in the desert, the Minutemen keep them from getting water. No, it's this illegal immigration system that causes hundreds of people to die in the desert every single year. It's the criminal activity. It's the illegal system that's causing it. And I'm tired of you guys being slandered. Are you aware of what one of the ACLU people said about you in the local paper?
I haven't read the paper. I'm not sure, but I'm sure it wasn't good.
Well, I mean, I read it on air 2 weeks ago, and it was the Sunday issue 2 weeks ago, and he said they're terrorists. You watch, they're going to bomb stuff.
Oh, I believe that they're capable of doing that. They're really capable of doing that. If you really consider...
But, I mean, why on earth would they just say some total lie about you?
Well, you know, the ACLU has a nasty habit of, first off, portraying and deceiving the public. I call that being a distractive. What they do is they start calling names, and racist is one of them. In fact, they've tagged me as the racist with a brown face. I mean, how racist can you get? And they simply do not want our borders to be secured. They want the continual flow of illegal immigrants to come into this country. Well, yeah, and my point of view is this: you know, you're welcome to our country. Just simply stop at the front door and sign the guest book. We'll welcome you with open arms. I mean, after all, our nation is we're nothing but immigrants. Most of us, the majority of us.
Well, absolutely. But I mean, look at this in a little bit more detail. By calling everybody a racist, it then lessens that term, and everybody's getting sick of it, and they're crying wolf, and now nobody's even taking them seriously anymore.
Well, that's correct. That's what they've done is they got hit by their own ricochet. And then this has been a habitual way of doing business. In fact, there's a gentleman by the name of Ray Ybarra that has a nasty habit of doing the same thing, trying to provoke the Minuteman into incidents, which obviously are not going to happen. And it's all backfired on him, and he's making a fool of himself.
Well, another thing is Mecha and La Raza and the Aslan groups. I'm sure you become familiar with them now.
Sure.
I've gone and protested the Klan myself 10 times. We went and pulled the tapes and counted it up. And you know, I don't like those groups, but I'm telling you, I've been to protest them. They don't say a tenth of the. I mean, savage. Let's kill whites and I mean, this is insane. These groups are like foaming at the mouth.
Well, you know, it's been their agenda all along, from what I understand in reading my history back to the 1800s, early 1800s, I believe in the 28, 34, something like that. They really want a Mexican takeover from Mexico, Mexico takeover, I should say. And they're nearly by numbers, and they've been doing that very well. And by the way, the other way to conquer us is simply by going into our service, public services, I should say, and rip us apart. And they're virtually draining our systems, depleting it out of virtually billions of dollars.
It's like $6 billion a year alone in California,
exactly.
Just in welfare, not counting hospitals and everything else.
Exactly. A lot of these hospitals, by the way, are having to close down via bankruptcy, primarily because and chiefly because they've exhausted
There are major cities that don't have emergency rooms anymore.
That's correct. And the ones that suffer from all this is the American citizen.
By the way, the hospitals, and I mean, I cut my finger off, folks, and when I got there, I was watching illegal aliens go right ahead of me, and I had an insurance card, and I talked to the doctor, and they said, look, the city's told us because we know they don't have money, they go to the front of the line automatically, and then people that have money or have insurance, we've got to screen you. So I'm sitting there with my finger chopped off, wanting it reattached, and I'm watching illegal aliens with stomach aches go ahead of me.
That's correct. Welcome to America. You know, that's what happens. And American citizens are they're frustrated, they're angry, they've had enough. I, for one, I'm up to the tip of my head. I will bow no more. This is another reason I joined the Minuteman. And by the way, the Minuteman Project is not a vigilante group. They're a bunch of good American citizens that love their country, and they too have had enough. We are sending a strong message to our president and our Congress and to Mexico as well. Do things by the law. Our laws are supposed to be enforced. We're a nation of laws, and we want our borders completely shut down, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We are not going to leave until we're relieved by the National Guard.
Well, sir, isn't Mexico also using us because of their oppressive practices as a steam valve, like Castro used Miami as a steam valve to dump his dregs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What they're doing is they're sending all the peons through, all their sickly, all their unwanted, all their discards. I mean, and I hate to use those terms, but that's what the facts are. They're sending them all here so that they can reap the harvest, not just in work, which, by the way, a lot of that is a big fallacy. The big lure here is that, like we were just mentioning, are the benefits that they're entitled to receive in their vocabulary.
Oh, I know. My wife speaks fluent Spanish, and we talk to these immigrants all the time, and they go, yeah, we're here for the handouts.
Absolutely. Well, it's our own fault. You know, it's,
now, again,
it's,
they, I mean, most of them come here and work, but they couldn't survive if it wasn't for the supplemental money on top of it.
Well,
so they
correct.
So they lower the wages, and then the government supplements them for the corporations who want to drive down all our wages.
That's correct, and they're doing a bang-up job of it. I mean, they're ripping us apart, and our president and our Congress just sits there and does the Washington two-step and do nothing. They wink an eye, nod their head, and say, oh, well, we'll see about this tomorrow morning. So the Minuteman, every morning, we sit on their bench like an 800-pound gorilla looking at them right in the face. We're not going away until we're completely satisfied, and until then, we're staying.
Well, I want to talk more about your operations and how it's spread and all these different Minuteman groups around the country and how you deal with infiltrators and things of that nature. But what I say to the La Reconquistas is, and I've actually woken a few of them up who aren't just purely evil, hey, you say you're taking America. What are you going to get when you take America? If the Mexican government's so good and you're going to get the Southwest, what are you going to get when you take over? You're now in America. Most of you are American citizens that are leading this. You know, you're already here. You already are America. You know, why don't you just look at what country's better? America's obviously better.
Well, that's correct. If we were to give, let's say, the four states, which they want, in the worst way, that would be Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. If we were to give them those four states, you would be talking about maybe a few years before it would become a total disaster.
But, I mean, if they were, quote, given the states, I mean, do they think they're going to be, you know, given the big houses and given the big cars? I mean, it doesn't make sense. It's just like a mindless promise. Now, you know, we've talked about, Al Garza, why the government wants this. I mean, clearly, it's not just Mexico, it's our government.
Well, that's true. I wish I could think the way they can. I was a private investigator for many years, and I can put on different hats and try to focus on different levels of intelligence. But I'll tell you what, for the God's sake of me, I can't figure this one out. I can only come up with theories, and I can only speculate that a lot of it may have very well have to do with the big corporations that obviously are giving these politicians a big plug in terms of money for their runnings and stuff. I mean, that would be one thing.
No, that's the big part of it. Also, balkanizing the country like a Tower of Babel so we can't communicate.
Correct.
But let's get into your operations. It seems to me, from talking to people and news reports, that the minions of the corporations, the fake liberals, try to demonize you guys, but that's backfired on them as people realize just how hate-filled they are.
That's correct. See, we follow our SOPs. We took a lot of time, and we made a role model out of our Arizona project, and we're following the same footsteps. And if we maintain our SOPs and do them properly and follow it to the T, because we are law-abiding citizens, we follow that, it will succeed. And the other thing is the way they're trained. They're trained very, very intense, and it probably entails about a four-hour in terms of time for training. And by the time they walk out of here, they know exactly what they've got to do. And our job is really quite simple. It's only to observe, spot, and report. We do no patrolling. We do no confrontations. And we offer water. And like I said, the role model comes from Arizona. We didn't have any incidents then. We've had none in the last 2 years, and we anticipate no problems whatsoever out here.
Absolutely. So are you in Texas already?
Yes, sir. I'm in South Furious as we speak. I'm beginning to get our lines all stretched out, and today will be one of those days, tomorrow, and obviously we'll kick it off on the first.
You're in South what?
South Furious.
Can you tell us the particular area? Or you
sure, I can. Absolutely. It's out anyways in the website. I'm in South Furious, which is off the 281, just south of the valley. I'm saying about maybe 60 miles or so.
I mean, to show my ignorance, I don't know the town of Furious.
Okay, so do you know Alice?
Yes, I do.
Okay, it's not far from Alice, Kingsville area?
Oh, sure. I've been down there a lot, yeah.
Correct. That would be South Furious. And the reason we chose Valfurious is because the mercy cry from the different ranchers, we heard their cry a year ago. So we've been working at this for well over a year.
Yeah, you're down there by King Ranch.
There you go. Exactly. I should have mentioned that. That's absolutely right.
So you're down there where Los Zetas is running around murdering people.
That's correct. That's correct.
You know, that's an important point. You know, we had to close the U.S. mission there in Nuevo Laredo. There have been 600-plus deaths in the last 8 months on the border.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is literally a war zone down there.
Yeah. It's been that way for decades, to be quite frank with you. It would be synonymous to El Campo, which is in California by San Diego. They have the same kind of philosophy and the same kind of virtual trails. Also indicative of the Tucson area in Arizona. And obviously, New Mexico, there's a pilot place there also as well. I forget, I think it's Columbus, that they're very, very similar in the way they bring in their stuff.
Well, you know, they're trying to paint you guys with a tail and hooves and horns, but, I mean, you're down there in a literal war zone, folks. I mean, these cities are shutting down. No tourism, rocket attacks. I mean, it's like Vietnam. I mean, we're not. It's the most dangerous area now. The State Department says it's more dangerous than the West Bank.
Yeah, no, it's correct. And you know, that's the sad part when they say that we're in dangerous grounds in our own country. That says it all to me.
Well, it does. And you guys are heroes being demonized for going to a war zone.
It's a
I mean, you're serving your country again.
Sure. They use that as a distractive. The fact is that if we shut down our borders, we wouldn't have the problem.
Stay there, sir. We got to do one more segment with you. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Welcome back. Our final segment with an individual I really want to get back on the show sometime. And I want to come interview him for my TV broadcast. We can show people the truth here in Austin, Texas. Marine Corps veteran, American patriot, Al Garza. I mean, the South Texas area is, Dallas Morning News, folks. I mean, it was in the San Antonio Express News. The town of El Cenizo flies the Mexican flag. No American flag flies, and you're not allowed to speak English in court proceedings. And why does our government love that? Because they want to turn us against each other and get us all fighting. It's called divide and conquer. Al Garza, please give us the websites for the original Minuteman branch and how folks can come get training and get involved with you, sir.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to. It's www.minutemanhq.com. Again, it's www.minutemanhq.com.
Now, you guys had thousands of people out in the field earlier this year in Arizona. How many are you going to have in the field in this first little mission?
Well, I'm hoping to get 1,000. As I looked over my shoulder here, I was given a figure. We're at approximately 600 and growing each and every minute. So hopefully we'll reach 1,000. If we don't, we'll still consider it a success, because even if one American is interested in our project and volunteers with us, I certainly would call that a success.
And obviously, you've been up against enemies before. Are you worried about the threats from the communist brown berets?
Not at all, sir. I think the biggest threat is coming to us as a nation as a whole. So for me to be a small part of the history in the makings here, I think it's a small price for me to pay.
Being on the inside of the Minutemen and knowing that what we hear in the controlled media is a complete fraud, I mean, does it make you angry?
Very angry. I mean, you know, I go back five generations, Greg, and my grandfather served in World War One. My dad served in World War Two, and obviously I served in Vietnam. So we are five generations of Americans as far as we're concerned, and we're very patriotic. Our flag means a lot to us. It's very, we glorify our flag. Our nation means a whole lot to us. So, again, it's a small price to pay, and I get very angry at these people that try to portray an American as a vigilante or as a Yahoo or a KKK. It's just a distractive, but it still angers me.
No, you're right. It is a big, fat distraction, and I don't think it's working anymore.
Not anymore. It's like a ricochet on them. They've mirrored themselves with and bombarded themselves with their own mud. And that's to me, that's pleasing.
All right. So can folks come down to South Texas right now and get the training and get involved?
Absolutely. They're welcome to come down and see us.
You know,
I can give an address out if you'd like, Greg.
Sure.
It's 4731 South Highway 281 in Falfurrias. It's Falfurrias. I'm sorry. Or they can go into our website, and then you've got the number here to our landline, and it's 361-325-5121. The more, the better.
I'll give us that number again.
361 area code 325-5121.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you coming on. I know you're very busy, Al. I look forward to talking to you again. Can you give us a report sometime next
Absolutely.
Week?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to, Craig. I've enjoyed your show. And I'll tell you what, I can tell you're truly an American, and I love that.
Well, thank you. Well, we really appreciate you coming on the Jones Report here. And take care, Mr. Garza.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, buddy.
God bless. All right. The guy's been doing 20 interviews a day. I can't get mad at him for getting my name wrong. Folks, listen, get involved in this. These are good people, and they've been lied about, and it's not working anymore, and they're just down there reporting criminals, coyotes, drug gangs coming across. I mean, that's not bad. That's good. All right, out of time for this hour. Be sure and visit the bookstore and video store at Infowars.com and get some of those books and videos. They're powerful, and it also supports what we're doing, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Berkey Water.